No secular words get the place of the preeminent word. It's in the closest, most dearest place underneath my skin. Listen to what he says. Have I hid? Nobody tucked it away and kept the combination, so I don't even know. And how many times, my brothers and sisters, have you hid stuff so good that you forgot where you hid it? Now that the kind of hid he talking about. That hid where you hide it and you forget. No, this hiding is for safekeeping. It's that hiding where you make sure you find the right place. And you go in your safe and you pull it out and you read it some more. Get happy, put it back in. All right. Go on about your business and you come back. You just do what you got to do. But do whenever you get some free time, you're back there in the safe in your heart pulling that thing out. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I get to see what the end going to be. I'm going through hell, but I'm on my way to heaven. Ooh, glory. You might be broke, but he tells you you're rich, and he maketh rich and add no sorrow with it. You hide it in your heart, and you go back to it, and back to it, and back to it, and back to it, till it encourages you and pulls you to a place where you are able to understand why his word is so valuable. So one, not only is it a sacred word, but it's a stored word. It is purposely put away in the place, listen at this, that controls your activities in your heart, in your inner man, in your mind, in your will, in your understanding. See, if you put the word of God there where it makes a difference in your daily life, you put the word where it makes a difference in your thoughts. You put the word where it makes a difference in your desires. You put the word of God where it makes a difference in your actions. You put the word of God where it makes a difference in your decisions and everything that you do. Listen, that word is going to make a difference in you because it is in your heart. Stored word. But what I thank God for is the fact that it's not just word stored, and it's not just a word that's sacred, but the end of this verse tells us it's a settled word. Listen, that I might not sin against thee. Might not sin against thee. It's a prophetic word, a promised word. It is a powerful word. So that I might prize that word because it is a profitable word. Therefore, it is a protected word in mine heart. And it is there so that the soul of understanding that I want to be more like him, that I might not, that I might not. In other words, I want to change my old way. I'm getting more into him so I can get less of me in this thing. I want to do it the way he wants to do it. So in order to do it the way he wants it done, I got to read more about him. So I can walk like he walks and talk like he talks, act like he acts, think like he thinks, do like he does. I want to put it in me so I can resemble him. Emulate him. It becomes all about him. So I can truly say the things I used to do, I don't do no more. And until I get to the do no more, I want to say don't do as often. Don't do as much. Don't do it like I used to do it. Even if I do do it. I need there to be something happening on the inside of me because of this word. I used to do it and didn't have a conscience. Now if I do it, my conscience just keeps on eating at me. And I find myself, nah, I used to smoke a pack a day. Not me, literally, somebody saying this. But now I don't smoke but three or four. And I'm trying to get down to one. And after one, it's going to be none. But I just thank God there is a difference that I can see. And you'll begin to see in every area of your life, you'll be saying this. That I can't speak for everybody else, might not sin against thee. Isn't that the psalmist is so excited about this word? Till he goes off into the next verse, and I ain't going there, but he said, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. He gets so excited. Listen, when this thing starts getting good to you, you don't need the soaps and you don't need the game shows and you don't need the music and you don't need all of this stuff. All you really need is a fellowship. No wonder the songwriter says, what a fellowship. What a joy. Divine leaning on the everlasting arm. When you begin to know what it is to fellowship with the Lord, my, how time flies away. And you desire more and more to be like him. That I might not sin against thee. When it all comes down to it, you want to please the Father. You can tell when you're growing and maturing. Because it no longer becomes what they think. But it becomes more about what he thinks. It no longer becomes what they want. I'm trying to do what they want me to do. No, I'm trying to do what he wants me to do. You know, you want folk to like you and feel good about you, but it don't even matter after a while. Because what matters most is how he feels about you and whether or not you please him. And if you know that you please him, the Bible says he'll make even your enemies. When a man ways pleases the Lord, he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him. In other words, they still don't like him, but they can't do nothing about it. They can't do nothing with him. They can talk about him, lie on him, they knock him down and he bounce back higher. They can't mess with him without messing with him. And so you begin to realize that I might not sin against thee, you, God. And my brother, my sisters, this treasure truth is what God wants for each one of us. To start this new year off right, to get ourselves together, let's treasure the truth of God's word. And desire to be what God wants us to be. And he'll show us through his word what his will is. He'll show us through his word what his way is. And we can't go wrong with the word of the Lord.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 708-7806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Service times are as follows. Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Sunday worship service is at 11:30 a.m. Sunday YPWW is on Zoom at 6 p.m. Tuesday night Bible study and Friday Joy Night are on Zoom at 7 p.m. Morning prayer is Monday through Saturday on the Johnson Temple prayer line at 9:30 a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ of Leesville, Louisiana.
This is KAYT-FM, 881 Gina, Alexandria, 92.